Today's topic is about Sfiras HaOmer and Aleinu L'Shabeach. What does that mean? There are two different minhagim when to count Sfir in Shul. So take a look at number one, the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch. He writes, the Chay B'Motzei Shabbos Gamkein Sofrin Miyad Acher Kaddish Tiskabel, which is the Kaddish right after Shmoneh Esrei at Mariv, then one recites Sfira prior to Aleinu. Kevin Shekvar Nistalik Hatfila BeKaddish. Once you say Kaddish Tiskabel, Shmoneh Esrei, Tfila is all over. And Chalav Mitzvah Sfir now, you have a Chiv to count Sfir. You say Aleinu afterwards. That's the practice in many, many shuls. Typically Ashkenazi shuls have it this way. And other shuls, other minhagim, oftentimes Nusach Svard, they count Sfir after Aleinu. So which comes first, Aleinu or Sfir? There's not a question of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Aleinu certainly would be Tadir. That's not the question here, whether or not it's Tadir. It's a different question. And there are two Mahalchim I want to explain these different Minhagim. One is based on Rav Soloveitchik, we'll get to second. The first one is my own suggestion, just very quick. I'll make a suggestion, then we'll go through Rav Soloveitchik's understanding. And whenever you have a Sugya, a clash between two different topics coming together, Aleinu and Svira, in this particular case, you can always analyze it from each of the two directions. Either it's a machlok is about how to understand Sfira, or it's machlok is how to understand Aleinu L'Shabeach. Let's first understand Sfiras HaOmer just for a few moments. There's a well-known Ramban. Ramban writes in last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Emor, discussing the nature of Sfiras HaOmer, and it's interesting that Shavuos is called Atzeres. One of the names of Shavuos is called Atzeres. Atzeres is a strange way to refer to Shavuos. Atzeres is Shemini Atzeres, which means you have a few days of Chol HaMoed, it's Sukkos, Chol HaMoed, and then Atzeres, stop doing Melacha again. Or even Pesach, Shvisha Pesach, you have Yom Tov, you have Chol HaMoed, a Pesach, and then Shvisha Pesach, there's an Atzeres, stop, don't do Melacha. But Shavuos is not preceded by any Chol HaMoed. There's no Atzeres, stop from your Melacha. So Ramban famously writes that the period of Sfiras HaOmer itself is a Chol HaMoed. It's a transition period between Pesach and Shavuos. There's a small Chol HaMoed of Pesach within itself, but then there's the elongated 49-day Chol HaMoed, which ends on Shavuos, which is also called Atzeres. So look what the Ramban writes, number one, reading just the bold. Hayomim ha-sipurim, the counted days, bein tayim, between Pesach and Shavuos, kecholo shel moed bein rishon v'ashmini b'chag. It's like a Chol HaMoed period. V'hu yom matan Torah, shehiram abas isha gedola, that's the day that we receive the Torah, so on and so forth. Fine. And therefore it's called Atzeres. What nafkamina? Is there any nafkamina l'halacha that's called Chol HaMoed? Is there any restrictions in halacha that we could do? Certainly not. Is it maybe there's just a nice point, a machshava point? Maybe there's no halachic point. I want to suggest maybe that there is. It's a chiddush, but based on the Ramban, every other yontif that we have, we always have to add something in the Shemoneh Esrei, whereby it's what's called me'ein ha'ma'ora. Yalav Yavo. It's Pesach, we say Yalav Yavo. Haga Matzos Hazeh. Whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there's always something different about the tefillah. Whether the entire tefillah is different or we're adding something in the tefillah. There's always something different. Al HaNisim for Hanukkah, for Purim. If Sfiras HaOmer is really a Chol HaMoed, so where do you have any type of insert of tefillah? So maybe the thought is, you ever wonder why we say Sfiras HaOmer in shul? The simple reason is we don't forget. You know, we don't forget. That's the reason why we should say it in shul. But shouldn't we say it after Aleinu? I mean, Aleinu is part of the tefillah. Why are we interrupting Aleinu to say Sfira? So perhaps the suggestion is that it's not really a Chol HaMoed, but somewhat it's a quasi. We want to have Sfira mentioned in the context of tefillah, so we mention it before Aleinu. But the opinion who holds we only count Sfira after Aleinu, Sfira is not a Chol HaMoed. There's no Me'ein HaMo'ora. It's not part of the tefillah. Aleinu, davening's over, and now we should say Sfira. But not to stup it in the tefillah. It's not connected to the tefillah. It's not a kedushas hayom of any sort. So maybe this machlokas depends on whether you view Sfiras HaOmer, the time period, as a quasi Chol Hamoed, and whether it should be in the context of tefillah or not in the context of tefillah. I'll tell you another nafkamina. Let's say daven marv later. Say it says that, I don't know, 8:30, let's just say. And you daven marv at 10 o'clock. Should you count early? Because there's a concept you should count earlier in the night, the first moment, because of tmimus. You want it to be a complete count, to count as soon as possible. Or should you count in the context of shmoneh esrei, of tefillah? If what we're suggesting, like the Ramban, that Sfiras Omer is a Chol HaMoed, and you should have a Me'ein HaMa'ora mention the Kedushas Hayom in Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't daven, you shouldn't say it 8:30 before davening. It should be in the context of Shemoneh Esrei, in the context of Tvila. So I had this just the other night. Two nights ago was Lag BaOmer. So we had a nice little frabreying in Yeshiva. Now, we daven at 10 o'clock, Marv. And I was giving chassidus over 9:30. 9:30 had a little shmooze. I didn't want to say the word Lag BaOmer. I didn't count yet, because it's a shaila whether that counts, unless I have kavana not to count, which I did, but I didn't want to get into that shaila. So now the question I had, should I count earlier before daven Mariv and just get the mitzvah and avoid any shaila, or is it better for me to daven in the context of davening and wait till Mariv later on, but not say the word Lag BaOmer or have kavana not to be yotzei? I played it safe, and I just said sphere earlier by myself. I counted, Lag BaOmer, and then I was able to say Lag BaOmer freely without any concerns. But according to this Lumdus, if it's true, then really I should have waited till we said it before Aleinu in the context of Davin. That's the suggestion. Now, that's all a mahalach, how to understand the nature of Sfiras Omer. The other mahalach is about understanding the nature of Aleinu L'Shabech. Now, just to understand, Aleinu L'Shabech is a very, very powerful tefillah. It was written by, we have a Masorah, it was written by Yeshua ben Nun. There's a Remez, we'll read that Remez in just a second. Al Kain in the Kavalcha was written by Achan, the whole Mice with Achan in the stories of Yeshua. We'll see that in a second. It's a very powerful tefillah Aleinu. Oftentimes we're running out the door because we have to catch where we have to catch, but it's a very powerful tefillah. So much so, if you come into Shul, if you didn't daven, you're supposed to say Aleinu with the tzibur. Yeah. Right. It's an excellent question. So Baruch Nafshi, how that works in Shir Shayom is a different topic. Shir Shayom may not have to be in the context of Tefillah. It might have to, meaning Nusach Svard, we say it actually before, earlier, and Nusach Ami, Eish Kodesh, I daven there, wherever I daven, that's what Nusach I daven. But in Eish Kodesh, Nusach Svard, they daven Shir, the Shir Shayom earlier, before Leinu, and Ashkenaz, they say it after. So this might be part of a debate, it's a very good point to bring up, but it might be part of the debate of should Shir Shayom be in Tefillah or should it not be? Okay. Now, so Aleinu L'Shabeach, just to understand the power, the koach of Aleinu, look at number two, the perish of the Siddur Tefillah of the Rokeach. Aleinu L'Shabeach la'adon akol, kol ish hayare es devar Hashem, every God-fearing Jew, yosim el libo tunas haseicha, he should ingrained in his mind, his intellect, v'yasim libo b'vsaro, in his heart, his emotion, v'yechavein me'od me'od kishiyomer aleinu l'shabech. She had a very, very important focus when saying aleinu l'shabech. Kishi ashirmu, this is the song of songs. Yeshua ish elokim yosto, Yeshua wrote this tefillah, kishenichnas le'eret ha'kadosha, when he entered into Eretz Yisrael. All the non-Jewish idols, rules, they're hevel, they're nothing, they're worthless. They can't save them, the gods don't work, they don't save the worshippers. Hischil perish kapa v'ashmaimim, he spread his hands out to the shemayim, v'karal birka v'eim, he bowed down with great fear, v'amar b'koram, and Yeshua said with a loud voice, b'nigin, he sang this aleinu. That's why some shuls have a custom to sing Aleinu L'Shabeach. HaMisameach HaLev L'Chavin Aleinu L'Shabeach with the great simcha. It's a very powerful tefillah. Mipnei Avanusno Hagdol, his great anava, his great humility, Asher Haya Bo, Kasher Laman Mimoshe Anav Mikol Adam, he learned from his Rebbe Moshe, who Moshe was the greatest person, most humble person in the world, Asher Yasad, Moshe wrote, which is a machlokas who wrote the following kapitel, but there's one tradition that Moshe wrote it. And the Rokeach oftentimes talks about that the Mechaber of a Sefer is supposed to somehow hint at his name in the title of the Sefer or something that he's writing. So Moshe was Merames, his name, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is a Mem, Shin and Hey, skips a Lamed, but that's Moshe there. So Rokech writes about this a lot. It's a big Indian to have your name in the title of the Sefer or the beginning of the Kapitel. Ach Liyom, why is there Yom, Mafsik? Why is a Lamed, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? Liyom doesn't fit in. Says the Rokech, Pen Yavinu Mi Aso, he had to hide his name, he didn't want someone to think it was Moshe. So he added, he kind of threw us for a loop. He put in Liyom to throw us off, lest we think Moshe was the real Mechaber, though he was. But that was part of the debate. Now, Kachaya Yoshua Anuf. Yoshua also an Anuf. How so? The Yosad Aleinu L'Shebech Bishmo, he also wrote his name, Hoshea L'Mafreya. His name was, at birth, he was given as Hoshea, at his bris, given Hoshea, without the Yud. He wrote his name also in Aleinu, but it's much trickier. It's backwards, firstly, and it's not every sentence in a row. Pay attention. Aleinu L'Shebech is an ayin. Shelo Sam, which is a couple sentences later, is a shin. Va'anu Karm is a little bit later, is a vav. Huel Kenu is a hey, it's backwards Hoshea, skipping several lines. He was trying to hide the fact that it was him. The Yosid Kuf Nun Beis tables, 152 words. Min Aleinu Ad, Liolmi Ad Timloch, Bechavot Kiminen Ben Nun, Ushe Ben Nun. V'chaser Va Ben Nun, Ki Ben Nun Yosid tables. Fine. And that's how he writes this. Achan. Al Kain Nekave Rashi Tevos Ayin Chaf Nun. So the Al Kain, if you're Nisach Svar, it's Viak.
Yeah,
it could be. They rise both ways, but Va'achan, or it could be V'achan as well. But either way, Achan was involved in stealing and whatnot and spoils of Avodah Zarah. So it's a very powerful truth. Now let's understand the nature of Aleinu L'Shebech. The Bach writes, if you look at number two, reading just the underline here. Was only on the line here. Hatam hu l'tzko b'lvavenu. The purpose of Aleinu is to ingrain in our hearts. Kodem sheniftarim l'batem. Before we go back home. Yichud malchus shemaim. The singularness of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheichazek b'lvavenu emuna. To strengthen our belief. Zu sheyavir hagilulim in hearts. He who don't get rid of all the idols in the world. Vayelilim karus yekaresin. Who cut them down. The sakin olam malchus shakai. Ki oz gam yesh l'chol echem yisrael masa matha. We always have work. We have to make jobs, money, parnasa. Im ha-goyim, we work with the goyim. Ovdev odozara, the idol worshippers. V'giluleyam matzlichem lo nifle v'aveinu el alilim. We should not be drawn towards their gods. Lo yala machshava chas v'shom shum hir v'aveiro. But the Bach says, and we'll have this in contrast to the Taz in just a second, the purpose of Aleinu is to protect us from going outside. We go back outside, whether it means to work, even just going home, we go to the supermarket, we're exposed to different types of people, different types of thoughts, philosophies, religions. It's protect us from the outside world. That's the nature of Aleinu. The Taz, who is the son-in-law of the Bach, who almost always argues with his father-in-law, he argues here as well, and he writes that there's a different understanding of the nature of Aleinu L'Shebech. Look what he writes, number three. Ma shenagu lomar kodem atfila ashrei. Why did he say ashrei before mincha? Mipnei shulashon hamtana. Shushoen sha'achas kodem tefila. There's a din brought down in the Gemara that the Hasidim Harishonim would wait a moment or two, or an hour or so, before davening to prepare themselves. It doesn't have to mean an hour. It means a moment to focus. And la'acher tefila hayushoen gamken sha'achas. And after tefila was over, they'd also wait a moment to kind of go back into this world. They elevated into Shemayim and they come back down. So an hour before, an hour afterwards. So the hour before is Ashrei, to prepare ourselves, to ascend into tefillah. And an hour afterwards is what? He writes to the end, just look after that second to the last line there. L'fikach nira shetiknu lomar aleinu l'shebech as the hour after tefillah. And the Taz was mechaving to the Me'iri as well. If you turn the page, the Me'iri, one of the Rishonim, says the same concept that aleinu is a gemar, a completion of tefillah. He writes in number four in the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, Umikan tiknu lomer pasuk shel ashrei kodem tila David lamdenu shemeosa pasuk yatzalanu lishos maat kodem tila. We have to just kind of yoshvei sit, be patient, kind of slowly ascend into Shemoneh Esrei. The chen latam sheachar tila tiknu kriyas shir mizmor o aleinu l'shebech. The difference here is, just to make it clear, the Bach understood aleinu is to protect us from the outside world, from going out to masa matan to work. The Taz and the Biri felt it was a gemar tefillah, it was a chelik of the tefillah. It's part of the tefillah itself. It's part and parcel of the tefillah. So the Bach felt it was a shmira from the outside world. The Taz felt it was a gemar tefillah. And there are a number of nafkaminas. What happens if you're davening back-to-back mincha and marv? You're not going home. You're staying. Whether there's a dvar halacha in between or not a dvar halacha, I'm not going out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, look at number 3, in Kuf Lamed Beis. He quotes from the Arizal first, Magnum Kasa B'Shem Ari, number 3, should be number 5, but I only have with the numbers here, whatever that is. B'Shem Ari, Shemruhu Acher Kol HaGimel Tfilos, you should say Aleinu after all 3 tefillos of the day. V'chein Nogin B'Midinaseinu, that's how we practice. Milad B'Belat Ekenesios G'dolos Shemitpalim Tfilos Arat Marev, Samach L'Mincha. If you daven back-to-back Mincha and Marev, Ein Omim Aleinu Acher Gemar Tfilos Mincha Deleinu, You need to say Aleinu just once. Right? Mincha Marv, don't say Aleinu after Mincha. Go right into your Devar Halacha, or if it's Shkia, go right into Marv. We don't do this. So. What's this Machlokas? The Machlokas is whether or not Aleinu is a Chalik of Tefillah or not. If it's a Chalik of the Tefillah itself, then you have to say it after Mincha, even though I planted that Marv and say Aleinu again. Aleinu is part of every single Tefillah. Just like you daven Shemini Esrei 3 times a day, you should say Aleinu 3 times a day. But that was the understanding of the Arizal. But the Mishnah Berurah, who says that back-to-back Mincha Marv, you only say it once, because Aleinu was like the Bach, to be a Shmira, to go to the outside world. If I'm staying inside Shul here, I'm davening Mincha Marv, there's no need to say Aleinu after Mincha. I'm sticking around for Marv. And the truth is, it could be the same from Shachas. If I daven Shachas and stay here all day long, in theory, to learn, so then I would not have to say Aleinu after Shachas for that matter either. So that's the din. Clear? Okay. Now, there are a number of other nafkaminas. Let's say, for example, a person wasn't able to daven. He was sick. He was in the hospital. He wasn't able to daven Shacharis. But he's leaving. He was released from hospital. Now he's not davening yet. Should he say Aleinu before he goes outside? If you say Aleinu's a din in tefillah, well, he didn't daven. You wouldn't say Aleinu outside tefillah. But if Aleinu is somehow a shmira, protection, from the outside world and all the outside forces, the person should say Aleinu. It's almost like Tfilas HaDerech. It's like a Tfilas HaDerech. Before you go outside and travel, Aleinu is a more global type of Tfilas HaDerech. No matter, even if you're not traveling far, you should still say Aleinu. So that's another nafkamina.
What about Kiddush
Lavana? Excellent, yeah.
Because we do Aleinu at the end of Maariv.
Super, great question.
Go outside, and if there's a little orb up there,
great question. So this is the question I saw discussed, not quite what you're saying, but similar on these lines, that let's say I'm running late, my marv is a bit longer than everyone else's marv, and they're saying Kiddush Levana. I want to say Kiddush Levana with them. It's a concept, but Rov Am Hadras Melech. So could I just forget Aleinu of marv, and just chap Kiddush Levana with them, and say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana, and have it work for both these things? So if you say that Aleinu is a din in tefillah itself, I would have to say Aleinu first as part of marv, then Kiddush Levana, and then Aleinu a second time. But if Aleinu is simply a shmir before I go back home, so then I could skip Aleinu Marv, chop the Kiddush Levana with everybody else, and say Aleinu afterwards. Excellent question. Very good.
The
Gemara says so. The Gemara says to do so. It's a Gemara and Brachos. It's a different point now. Now, another Hanachmini, the point. Yeah.
On Yom Kippur. After Musa.
Yeah, so that seemingly one should say Aleinu. That's not the practice. The thought was that no one's really going home. You go right into Musaf to Mincha to Ne'ilah. That's I'm understanding of why how it was originally fashioned. Nowadays, where Tefillah is shorter or days are longer and there's a bit of break, in theory there should be an Aleinu if you assume Aleinu is a din in Tefillah, but that's not the minhag. I never saw it. I don't think I was going to change it, but that would be also apparently another nafkamina. Okay. Now, another one would be, how long does one have to keep the tefillin on their head for? The poskim talk about it should be on your head and arms till the end of tefillah is over. When does tefillah end? Does that include Aleinu or not? And the poskim talk about this, and now a person should certainly leave it on as much as he could, as far into tefillah as he can, but when it comes down to this question of whether Aleinu is part of the tefillah, the poskim debate that as long as it's in the till Ashrei Vavolat Zion, you're good, you can take it off after Vavolat Zion. But shouldn't you have it for the entire tefillah? Well, if you assume Aleinu is not a din in tefillah, rather it's a din in shmira from the outside, then you would not have to wear it during Aleinu. But if a person, if you view it as a chelik tefillah, then you should seemingly have to wear it as well during Aleinu. Now, That being said, just in general, it's a very important parenthetical point. A person should not be taking tefillin off while he's davening, certainly not while hearing Kaddish, and not while saying Aleinu. We spoke about in the beginning how important Aleinu is. So to start saying Aleinu and out the door and like that, that's really taking away from the koach of the tefillah. Now, if you have to rush, you have things to go, sometimes you have to make decisions what you should be saying, how you should be saying things, but certainly if the person has no rush, you should not be taking off tefillin during Aleinu, either take it off before Aleinu or take it after Aleinu, but not during Aleinu. Now, how does this help us? How does this help us with our original question that we had about whether or not to say Aleinu before Sfir or to say Aleinu after Sfir? So here we have, if you take a look at Hari Kedem, the last Mar Makom on the page. This is from Rav Soloveitchik in Simon Kuftes. We'll read to this piece together. He writes, Besfiras HaOmer, Yesh Shnei Minhagim. We have two different practices. Besefer Shari Rachamim Mehagra. There's a practice brought down from the Gra. Kasev Shesofer La'acher Amiras Aleinu L'Shebech. You should first say Aleinu and count Sfira afterwards. Ulefi Achok Yaakov V'chein Sfira Leila Prima Gadim Sofer Kodim Aleinu. V'yesh La'ayin B'birat Plugsam. What is that exactly? This is Machlokas. Fine, that was our question. So he explains, Veneer Habir Bezedik. The nation is as follows. The Yesh La'ayin, let's look into this. Mahu Yisod HaMinag She'amiras Aleinu B'sof Tefillah. What is the nature of this? Like we discussed, he writes, Ha'im Hu Din B'Gemar Tefillah. Is it a din in completion of the Tefillah? She'bechol Tefillah, Tefillah B'siumo, Omer Aleinu, we say Aleinu after every Tefillah. Now just to explain for a second, there's an Arizal. The Arizal writes, we saw the Mishnah Berurah quote, the Arizal that said you should say Aleinu after each Tefillah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us what the Rizah actually says, which is, he says, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, Aleinu L'Shebeach takes our tefillah up to Shemayim, and it avoids somehow any of the various negative forces in the world, klipos, whatever you want to call them, from ascending to Shemayim, and it protects them. So it's takes the tefillah up. It's a very powerful thing, and that's why each Shemoneh Esrei deserves its own Aleinu. So do we say it's a Gemar tefillah? Or or is it instituted when we leave or before we leave shul? It was instituted then. So it quotes the Bach that we saw. Read to the Bach. So again, that was the Bach we saw earlier. It's to protect us from any outside thoughts, philosophies, or religions. Lufiza, according to this, Nira, Deikar Chovas Aleinu, who Bishashu Yotzim Yibes Knesses. It seems, according to the Bach, the primary purpose of Aleinu is to protect us before we go outside. U Minagach Sam Sofer Zetzal. He said, listen to this, Minach, not to say after Mincha Erev Shabbos, Shelo Yotzin mi Beis Knesses, Az Ad Lachar Arvis. He wouldn't say it. Ever been to a shul that they don't say Aleinu after Mincha Erev Shabbos? Never. But this is a lum. This lum, this is that it's protected before you go outside where they're not going home. V'chein mi'ay taima, lo'omrim Aleinu lachar Musaf, b'yom HaKippurim. They don't say Aleinu after Musaf either because they wouldn't go home. They would say in the shul the entire day. Ki yoshim kol yom beis haKnesses. That's all if you assume that Aleinu is about a shmira from the outside world. Ulam yesh shenogim, there are those who hold, lomar, Aleinu b'Shabbos, lachar tefillah shachris, romim opam lachar musaf. Some people, which I've never seen, what do you do in your shul? Do you ever say Aleinu after shachar Shabbos morning? No, because we're sticking around for musaf. Mm-hmm. Aleinu comes afterwards. But according to the lumnus, that's after each tefillah, the Arizal would say there should be Aleinu after Shachar Shabbos morning, even though I'm sticking around for Musaf. So there seem to be some steers here, because according to the way we paskin, that we say Aleinu after Musaf Shabbos morning, we should also say Aleinu after Musaf. Since we don't say it after Shachar,
but we should.
But since we don't, that proves it's a din shmir when we leave. Then Yom Kippur, when we go home after Musaf, there should be Aleinu also. So there's a steer within an hour minhagim. Fine. Either way, this is the understanding. Now, take a look in the last paragraph to finish it off, and we'll finish with this. Ubaze nira levar hapluksa linin sfira somer. Now, this is how we want to understand the machlokas. Again, whether or not you count sfira first or lena first. Dimaleinu have gemar tefillah. Aleinu is the completion of tefillah, and to say in the words of that Rizal, the aleinu actually takes your tefillah up to Shemayim. Kevin shasfira he mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Sfira saomer is a standalone mitzvah, nothing to do with tefillah. So gam lachar tefillah, this mana, the time is even after tefillah. Why would you stup it in between Shemoneh Esrei and aleinu? Do it afterwards. Imkain, tefillah aleinu kodemus l'sfira, and therefore, if you assume aleinu is a gemar tefillah, aleinu should be said before sfira. Mishum netadir sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Fine. V'hu tzarach lomar es tefillah aleinu shechelik mitzvahs arvis kodem sfira. Oh, we should say it first. Aba im aleinu nemar al gemar tefillah so v'yitzias mi beis knesses. If the point of aleinu is to protect us from the outside world, so imkain dino lispor kodem. We should count sfira first. We're not leaving yet. We're not leaving until after we count it. So first count, and then say aleinu right before we leave. Rakacharkach samach litziaso hu omer aleinu. So again, the two explanations of the two minhagim, whether sfira or aleinu comes first, I'll get to in a second, is either because we said initially, maybe sfira is a type of chala moed, and therefore it's a certain kedushas yom should be said in the context of tefillah before aleinu, or maybe there's no chala moed, and therefore it should be said afterwards, or the debate is whether or not aleinu is a din in gemar tefillah, and Sfira shouldn't interrupt it, where Elena is really the last thing before you go outside, and Sfira should be said first. Yes?
Do